I was giving a seminar once, and part of the giveaway, part of the take-home material, was a copy of my book, Reinventing Yourself. And when I finished talking, a woman came up to the stage and had the copy of the book in her hands, and she pointed to the cover and said, "I'm offended." Well, I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "Well, I'm offended by the title." In other words, why should I reinvent myself? This title, this book, suggests that there's something wrong with me and that I'm defective and I need to change and I think I'm wonderful the way I am. And I said, "I'm glad you said that, because really I didn't mean to suggest that with the title. As a matter of fact, my experience, people I work with, people I coach, people who realize that there's nothing wrong with them are people who enjoy reinventing themselves even more. So you can be offended by the title, but if you'll give me a little bit of a break and just read the book, I think you'll find that people who want to reinvent themselves for the fun of it, because it makes them happy, will have more success reinventing themselves than people who think they need to because there's something wrong with them. In fact, there's nothing wrong with them. And once they see that, then the process of reinvention becomes really fun." And she said, "Well, maybe I shouldn't have said offended. I was just maybe confused." And I said, "You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because I think you raise a good point. There's nothing in the title of the book that suggests there's nothing wrong with you." And when I work with clients, I really want them to get to the place where they can see that their lives are created. And their lives are created from this moment. They're not created in the past, as most people believe. Most people believe that their past runs their life, that their life is actually motivated, generated, and run by their past experiences. And because they believe this, they feel very, very limited in what they can do, really limited. But it's nothing of the kind. The past doesn't create who you are in the present moment. It's the other way around. Your present moment creates the past. And it's a very confused viewpoint to think that we are created by our past. It makes us very weak, and it makes us helpless inside of our own patterns in our mind. I can tell this when people are always telling me about, "I have a pattern of this, and I always do that," and they speak in the present perpetual tense about themselves. "I always procrastinate. I never follow through. I have a hard time with people. I have problems around money. I have a hard time asking for things." People are talking about themselves as if it's a machine that does something. It dices, it slices, it mows your lawn, it does this, it breaks down a lot. And they're describing themselves as if they are a machine that has permanent, perpetual characteristics, and that those characteristics, formed in the past, are responsible for how they're going to behave today, what they're going to do, who they're going to avoid. All the things that today will have in it are driven by the past. But they've got it backwards. That's not how life works. And the reality of life is that today is what creates the past. The past is not what creates today. So, for example, picture yourself on a little boat that's motoring through the water. And you go to the back of the boat and you look at the wake. You know, those little waves, that V of waves that the boat creates in the water. That's the wake. And you see that. And you can pretty much figure out that this boat's movement in the present, as it moves, is creating that wake behind it. It's not the other way around. It would never occur to you to think that that wake, those waves in the back of the boat, are actually driving the boat forward. That's not it at all. You know for sure that the boat is creating the wake. Well, in life, your present day today will create what tomorrow you refer to as the past. And that's exciting, because that means all power to us in the moment, instead of this old myth that says, because of something my father said to me years ago, or because of this or that incident that I interpreted a certain way, I am now helpless to behave the way I want to. Now, that's absolutely not true. So there is nothing wrong with you. And if you could see it, you could start reinventing yourself, not for any reason. I don't need a reason. It's just for the fun of it and just to serve others in a more joyful way, in a more creative way. So now let's look at the question again. Why should I reinvent myself? Let's pick one of those words out and look at it. Why should I reinvent myself? The word should will almost always be toxic in your mind. Spread poison, shut the system down, make you discouraged, make you worried, feed fear into the system. That's what the word should does. And words have tremendous power in our brain. The part of the brain that knows language feeds back to all the other parts of the brain and creates our inspiration, our motivation, but also creates our fear, our worry, and our hesitation. We are hesitant to take the action that would change our lives and make us even happier because of the word should. The word should is just absolutely toxic. It's a shaming word. And I've listed out for the people I work with various shaming words, words that make us ashamed to be who we are. And when we repeatedly use should, we fill ourselves with shame, which is non-functional material. I mean, it really stops us from doing all the things we would love to do. Should is a word that judges us as being someone who's not measuring up, not enough, not doing what you ought to be doing, not doing what you should do. So, for example, I say, I should organize my desk. I know I should. Well, that's like someone else judging you. Who's the you that has the disorganized desk that's being judged? And that's the you that you think is the real you. That just doesn't work as a motivational system. Anytime you bring the word should in, it's ineffective. It harms your creativity and productivity every time. And listen to the voice tones of the people who use the word. Nobody ever says, I should. They always say, I should. I guess I should exercise more. I should. Hey, do you spend time reading books about your profession so you become truly masterful? No, I should. The word should, if you put it on a musical sheet of paper, will always be notes trending down. I should. Notice the vibration going down. The vibration in the human body can be measured in the tones of speech. And these tones of speech can tell you how these words are affecting your system. You can tell. Let's say I'm watching a movie and it might be in Japanese or French or some language that I don't understand. I can tell who's happy, who's upset, and who's afraid, and who's inspired by voice tones. You can even put a blindfold on me and keep the movie running, and I can still identify that because of voice tones. Now notice the voice tone whenever you say the word should. Someone says, do you take a lot of time before your client session to simply sit and meditate upon your client and what's possible, or do homework, read the client's blog? No, you know what? I should. Now listen, should. It's always trending down because the vibratory system of the body is losing energy, even in the 1 or 2 seconds it takes to say the word should. Because when that word hits the brain, it gums up the system. So why should I reinvent myself? Well, there's no should involved. There's no should in reinvention, just like there's no crying in baseball. I want to reinvent myself. I love reinventing myself. I love impermanence. I love that I'm ever changing. I love being flexible. I love being open. I love being creative. I love redesigning everything on a whim, just so that it can serve others better and have me be happier and have more fun. Reinventing yourself is actually a fun thing to do. Reinventing yourself is an exercise. It's a dance. It's a song to sing. It's a process. And it's something that when people start to really get the swing of it and the habit of it and the fun of it, they can see that it serves them every time they do it. Companies are like this as well. Companies who stay stuck in old ways of being, clinging as long as they can, like Borders Bookstore. We're going to do it our way. We're not going to try to meet the new age. We forget the internet. The internet is just kind of a passing fancy. We're going to have old bookstores with hard to get books and nasty customer service people that worked for us in the past. We're going to keep doing it. Well, Borders is shut down because of a refusal to reinvent themselves. Now, Barnes & Noble isn't totally shut down yet because they decided halfway through to start reinventing themselves after finally seeing what Amazon was doing and seeing the power of it. Oops, maybe we should do the same. Look at the Kindle. Oops, maybe we should create something. Look at online. Oops, maybe we should offer books online. So yes, in kind of a catching up way, they too are now reinventing themselves. And is it too late to succeed in a business sense? We'll see. But for you and me, let's not wait. Reinventing yourself is something that's really fun. So the answer to the question, why should I reinvent myself? It's kind of like you're at the high school reunion, you're sitting at a table and they're putting on all the songs from the year you were in high school, the years you were in high school. And somebody comes up and says, please dance with me. And you say to yourself and to them, why should I dance? Well, that's an absurd question. Dance just to dance. Dance just to have fun. Come on out here on the floor and dance and you'll see why. So the same is true with reinventing yourself. Reinvent yourself and you'll see why the real fun, the real joy is in reinventing yourself. And if you read Steve Jobs' biography, which is a very popular book right now, you'll see that that's what his life was about. Let's reinvent. Well, it's already selling well. We don't care. Let's reinvent just to reinvent. Why? What problem will it solve? We're not about problems. We're about reinvention. Now, there's another answer to why should I reinvent myself, and that is this. And you'll see it for yourself. Don't ever trust or try to believe anything I say or anything anyone says, but test it for yourself. Find out for yourself. So the same with this. The really deep reason that I want to reinvent myself is my realization, and realization for me means making real for me, realization. So my realization that invention was all there was anyway. In other words, I invented myself to begin with. And when I can see that my whole personality, who I think I am, was an invention. It was all made up. And it was made up during childhood in various responses to things that scared me. So people accused me, or people scared me, or people threatened me. And so what I came back with was a kind of way of being that countered that made me feel safe. Now, a lot of people have come up with different ways of being that made them feel safe. Some people invented a really boisterous, bossy, controlling way of being that when it was refined later in life, it became more like a leader. Oh, he's a real leader. But actually, it was invented to counter something. And other people are shy and reclusive, and they sort of shrink away. They never say much in meetings. But that was invented. It's not as if it's in their DNA to be shy. It was an invention to cope with or respond to or have a safe way of being, a way that wouldn't embarrass me. So we invent that along the way in early childhood, and then a few more inventions around the junior high school and high school era, so that the huge fear of being embarrassed with our peers gets countered by some refinements and we reinvent again. But here's the problem. After having invented all those ways of being, we then look back and believe that this is the real me. This is not an invention. This is an identity. This is actually sort of a DNA level identity. It's actually who I am. I have no choice but to be shy. I have no choice but to be a pushy kind of leader type. I have no choice. It's who I am. That's just not true. We can be whoever we want to be in any given situation. And the more we can really see that and the truth of that, the more fun it is, because the more we can see, wait a minute, I could invent something else that would be even more effective to be in this situation or more fun to be in that situation. And so why should I reinvent myself? Well, because I invented myself to begin with. So do I want to continue to be the me that a 5-year-old and a 15-year-old and an 18-year-old made up? Do I want to live with that forever? Were they the best me? Were they the wisest me? They chose those ways of being and then repeated them and then went back and declared them to be my identity, my very self, DNA level, no choice. Do I really want to live from a 5-year-old's perspective of how scary the world was? Do I really want to live from a 15-year-old's perspective of how scary other 15-year-olds were, how scary relationships would be? That would be a nightmare. But it's a very familiar nightmare to most people because they live stuck in a so-called personality that they believe is their identity when it's nothing of the kind. It was a past invention made by an absolutely underdeveloped emotional system, and then gone back and believed superstitiously to be the permanent me. And what a wild and dysfunctional system that is. What a wild pattern of behavior. You talk about patterns. So when I work with people in a coaching situation, or even working in various groups, one of the first things I want everyone to see is you get to reinvent yourself. Not you ought to, you have to, or you should reinvent yourself. No, you get to reinvent yourself. It's a privilege. It's a blessing. It's a gift to you. It's called creative imagination that you're not using right now. It's a gift that you could use every day if you could see it. And reinventing yourself becomes fun. And it becomes based on what you want to create, not how you want to come across, or who you want to impress, or whose approval you think you need. No, it becomes based on the life you want to create, the difference you want to make, the people you want to serve, and the prosperity you want to create for yourself. That dictates how you create who you're being in any given moment. And that's the real fun. That's when the real fun begins for people. And I keep hearing over and over, like when I'm working with somebody who's trying to get clients and they never could get clients, and then they learn a way of being that is different in the phone conversations and in person, and they practice it as if they're playing in a school play, and here's what your character does now, and you just go do it for the fun of it, for entertainment value, and all of a sudden, boom, clients start coming in. And they come back to me and say, this is fun. This is actually fun. Well, of course it is. Why should I reinvent myself? Only one valid reason I can see. It's fun.